Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we got a ball game to win. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother. It is game day, and quite frankly, we don't have time for the sugar blue personalities today and mentality today. We burned the boats. There is no turning back.
There are no boats.
We are in the Chavez Ravine, and we're not leaving without two W's. Starts tonight at 9:08 Eastern Standard Time. Jackie Fritz, listen. You've done a yeoman's job of carrying the flag all year long. I want you to understand this. You carry that flag all the way to the grave. I don't care if you had to be the first one with a bullet in your forehead.
All right.
We're going to the grave with it.
This got so dark.
We're going to the grave with it.
All right.
All the way to the ground. Holler at your boy, Jackie Baseball.
Let's win a ball game.
Let's
win a freaking ball game.
Here's the thing.
Don't let the Phils win tonight.
All they got to do is win one baseball game. There's a game tonight, and the first pitch is at 9:08. And all they got to do is win one baseball game. We had every right to be mad on Tuesday about everything that happened in that game on Tuesday. Had right to be mad at Topper. Have a right to be mad at Bryce Harper. Have a right to be mad at Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos and all of those things. But it is not time yet for a eulogy. A eulogy is when something dies. The Phillies are not dead. And sometimes we have seen them look like a dead team walking. Sometimes we see that we saw it against the Mets last year. Mm-hmm. That team that we saw on Monday night did not look dead to me. Jesus Luzardo did not look dead. That ninth inning, the team didn't look dead. Are they a dumb baseball team? Yes. Have the two best players come up small? They have. But we've gotten great starting pitching. They fought back on Monday, and they've been right there. This is not like being down 3-0 in the NBA. That's impossible, right? This is being down 2-0 in baseball. They win the game tonight. This series is completely different. Yankees had the same issue, right? Lost the first two games. Their big player was not coming through in a big spot. Last night, Aaron Judge hits the biggest home run I may have ever seen in terms of stature, but a big home run for him. They win the game, and the series all of a sudden feels a little bit different. Coming back from 2-0 in baseball is not some unheard of thing. 2017 Yankees, 2015 Blue Jays, 2012 Giants, 2003 Red Sox, 2001 Yankees, 1999 Red Sox, 1995 Mariners. All they need to do is win one game. Do not worry about winning three in a row. Don't worry about winning tomorrow's game. Win tonight. Then we have Chris Sanchez tomorrow, and then maybe a game five at Citizens Bank Park. Yeah. I am here to say I still believe. This is not a proclamation that I know they're going to win and the Dodgers are dead and we're just... I still believe this team has it in them. They have done it all year long. Every time there's been adversity, Zach Wheeler hurt, Bryce Harper hurt, Trey Turner hurt, Alec Boehm hurt, Aaron Nola hurt, eviscerated in Citi Field, every single time they've come back. I am giving them that. My heart is open tonight, Ike. Okay. I am going into tonight thinking they can win this baseball game, and they win this baseball game. It's a whole new series. Go out and beat the Dodgers tonight. Just go beat the Dodgers. Win one baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you really have to hope is that the players feel the same way.
Yep.
They didn't just take a trip across the country to go sightseeing for a day. They have to really believe that they can still win this series. Now, it takes one game at a time, but ultimately they have to believe they still have a chance to win this series versus it being over. That way you come into tonight's game with the mindset of just grind out the game.
Just win this game.
Find a way to win it.
Yep.
Find a way to win it. That's the way Topper has to manage the game tonight. It'll be interesting to see, is he managing from an overly aggressive standpoint? Are these guys coming out trying to stretch singles into doubles? You know what? Like, I don't need you to do that.
Right.
Like, don't play dumb baseball.
No, just don't try to hit an 8-run home run.
Yeah.
Win a baseball game.
Yeah, work a count.
You've been playing baseball. See, these guys have been playing baseball since they've been 5 years old. Everything that you've ever learned about how to play baseball, go do that tonight. You know, a month ago, they were playing in Los Angeles, and they won two straight games in Los Angeles a month ago. It's the same team over there. It's the same team over here. It's the playoffs, but it's the same team on both sides. Go win a baseball game tonight. That's all they got to do. You know, Aaron Nola's had a bad year, but Aaron Nola has it in him. Get through five innings, give up two runs, something like that, get us to Ranger. And these guys, and Bryce and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner. Like,
you're going to need four or five runs to win this game.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to need, you got to score some runs.
Score some runs. They were right there. This is not, we saw what it looks like when the Dodgers have outmatched their opponent. That was the first round of the playoffs. What they did to the Cincinnati Reds, you watch that game, you say to yourself, well, these two teams not in the same league. That is not what I saw on Saturday and not what I saw on Monday.
Yeah.
Go and we as a fan base, I just feel so much of everybody ready to throw dirt on them. I promise you this. This is my promise to you as a listener of the WIP Afternoon Show. Mm. If this team dies, we can throw dirt on them. I promise you, we will spend days throwing dirt on them.
We will.
Don't do it now while we still have the opportunity to win a baseball game. That's all I'm saying. You will have your opportunity to fire Topper. You will have your opportunity to not re-sign Kyle Schwarber, to trade Casty, to say Bryce isn't the guy. All of those opportunities that you want, you will have them if they die. They are not dead. They're not dead. And you said the right thing. As long as they go into this game thinking they can win the game, they can win the game. It's one baseball game, you know? You ready in there, Fritz?
I am ready.
Okay.
And we've already burned the boats. I almost want to do the burn the boat speech again because it did work so well to kind of rebound them.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Might need to bring it back out again. You've come this far. You've gone across the country. I tell you what, little tingle when they went to the Powder Blues. Just letting everyone know. When they said we didn't impact the road graze, I said that might be a moment.
Yeah.
That might be a moment. And I just need the boys to come together. Yeah. Honestly, I think leaving CBP is going to be good for them. Like,
there's too much pressure.
I just think it's...
Yeah, bunch of salties. Get to the West Coast and win a game or two.
And then it'll be a joyous atmosphere on Saturday and no one's going to be tight at all. Just go out there and don't die.
Don't embarrass us. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Yes.
Call it what it is.
Yes. Embarrass us.
Yes. We're out here waving the flag and carrying the shield.
Ike bought a new hat, a new t-shirt on Monday.
You see me?
Yes.
Yeah, wearing it proudly, right?
Yes.
So, and we're out here representing amongst other fan bases as we're the number one fan base. Like, the fans have shown up.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell Cassie's talking about. Forget his nonsense. But the fans have shown up and done their job. You guys have not done your job as players.
215-592-9494. Do you still believe?
I was going to say, now that I think we're down 0-2, I was going to say we probably don't have a good amount of people out there for the game.
Well, they already booked their trip, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would say there'll be a sell the tickets.
Yeah.
For people
That's a good point. And the last message, if you happen to be listening, Bryce, to tell the rest of the guys, you are the underdog now. everybody expects you to lose. Whatever tightness you had about expectations, it's not about that anymore.
Yeah, let them hang, buddy.
Yeah, nobody expects anything anymore. You know what most people expect? Most people expect you to go out to Los Angeles, lose one of those two games, and the season be over.
Yeah.
The expectations are gone. You're now the underdog. That is a role that the Phillies have thrived in previously when people don't believe. Just go out there, as you said, let them hang. Win a baseball game. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, we can't support no quitters. Listen, so if y'all already quit, y'all going to be calling the state talking about, oh, you can't get aboard. Just go ahead and hang up right now. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear that today. We trying to go out here, L.A., win a baseball game. All you got to do is win one, like y'all said. I need some hunk. I want y'all to go down swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like, make them kill you. You know what I'm saying? Make
yes.
them kill. I need it to the ninth inning. I need the game. You know, if we don't, you know, blow them out early. I need y'all fighting to the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth. You know what I'm saying? Do not quit on us. You know what I'm saying? Because we supporting y'all all the way back across the country. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's go, Phillies. Aaron Nola, listen, man. Look, you used to be the ace of this team. They counted you out. They bring in all these guys. You know, Zach Wheeler took over.
A lot of disrespect thrown your way, Nola.
Yep. Now they put, you know, they got Lazardo and all these guys. They put you pitching the third game, and they was questioning about doing that. Come on, Nola, we need you to come through tonight, baby. We need you to show up, a Philadelphia legend. I need you to do what you do. Get us through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bryce, I need you, baby. Hey, I need you to show up. We need a home run. Trey Turner, man, this used to be, you know what I'm saying, Trey Turner? This used to be your team, dog. They said they ain't want you no more. They threw you away like trash, balled you up and said Kobe and shot you away, boy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? We need you, Trey Turner. And I was mad on Monday. I called him the Ohio peasant.
Talk to him, baby.
Hey, man, listen. When you an Ohio legend. Listen, we from Ohio. We don't quit. Mm-hmm. Ask you. Ask Ike Reed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't quit. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need you to step up and represent for your state. Bring it home. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Schwarber, I need you, baby. And the rest of the lineup, just do what y'all did on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Or on Monday. Mm-hmm. Just do what y'all did on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Deliver for us. You know what I'm saying? Hit. Castellanos, listen. Keep your mouth shut. Just go play baseball. We don't need to hear from you no more.
Because
if you keep saying that bull crap, they're going to ship you up out of here like they did like Kobe too and shoot you in the trash. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this W tonight. Go, Phil!
That all is right. The right energy.
That's where we start this thing off.
Yes. Let's go. Win one game. That's all we're asking. And, you know, I know it'll be hard for Bryce. It'll be hard for Kyle Schwarber. But go in there. Get Yamamoto out of the game.
Yeah.
If there's not a big meatball across the plate asking you to hit it 600 feet or whatever, mm-hmm. make them throw pitches. Make them earn it. Make them throw strikes.
And the biggest thing those guys got to do, I want them to have a moment too, but I also need them to trust their teammates. Feels like the top of the line has been trying to do a lot by themselves.
Yeah,
been trying to win the games by themselves.
Yeah,
pass the baton.
Yes.
Pass the baton.
Get
pass
on base.
The baton.
Get on base. If the guy wants to walk you, let him walk you.
Yeah.
The bottom of the lineup. It's not just Monday that the bottom of the lineup has been carrying them. The bottom of the lineup's been there for 2 months. Right?
Yep.
Marsh has been there for 2 months. Bader's been there since he's gotten here.
Kepler,
I don't know if he's
going to
play. Kepler had a couple of big hits on Monday. The bottom of the lineup is not something they don't need. The top four doesn't need to do everything. They just need to do their part. If Yamamoto wants to walk you, let him walk you. If there's a single there to take it, take the single, you know? You can't win the game with one swing, but you sure as hell come losing. You can lose the game with one swing. You know, get in there, get on base, get that starter out of the game, win a baseball game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Frank in North Wales. You're on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Guys, I love the Phils, but to quote John Ritchie from this morning, I resent the fact that they've sucked me in again for another year, believing that the heroes of the regular season are going to be heroes in the postseason. They're going from heroes to zeros. And I think it's delusional to think that what can they do two games away that they weren't able to do two games at home with that advantage.
Hit.
Tell me what I'm
Hit.
Missing.
Let me ask you this, Frank. I love our home field advantage. I truly do. But the home field advantage doesn't help you hit the ball. It just doesn't. You either have to lock in, hit, and hit the ball or not hit the ball. So they can hit a baseball the exact same way at Dodger Stadium as they can hit it in Philadelphia. And here's the other thing. You talk about regular season guys. Bryce Harper has not had a good two games, but Bryce Harper for sure has been a postseason performer. Kyle Schwarber in previous postseasons for other teams as well has been a postseason performer. Trey Turner has won a World Series. These are not a bunch of guys who they're holding. This is not Embiid, right? This is not Embiid. This is not a team full of postseason failures. That's not what they are. They have come up there. Have they done it? Did they do it against the Mets? No. Did they do it in the first two games? No. But these are players who have done it before. And this the whole thing where they're just regular season players. I do not have that perception of these ball players. I really don't. And I think it's a little. I understand why you feel that way, but I don't think the history supports that.
Well, one more point, and I appreciate your comeback there. I do respect that. The thing that I thought was an interesting nugget from what Bryce Harper said when he answered that question, whether he should have answered it or not is a totally different question. But he said in there that I don't know what kind of leash they're going to give
Nola.
Now, if that speaks volumes, do you think if he thinks that everybody else isn't thinking that also? So now they have the seed of doubt. Of why is he putting Nola in, or how long is he going to go? I'm going to work my butt off when I'm at the plate, but my manager's putting in a guy that already has a leash on him. So I mean, what does that say?
I would say this, particularly for those guys at the top of the lineup, do your job first.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Nola. Do your part first.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't done anything for two straight games.
Yeah.
Like,
with good starting
job.
Pitching.
Yes, with good starting pitching.
You know, sometimes I think that when there is a really good starting pitcher in there, we've seen this a number of times. We saw it with Hamels. We've actually seen it when Nola was at his best, not a ton of run
support.
Not
getting run support, yeah.
Is that I think when there is a pitcher in there, and I think there's also a reason why Taijuan Walker, who is not a great starting pitcher, seems to win baseball games, is because the lineup doesn't think they can just go out
there. They
know
they got to score runs
and,
that day.
Yeah, and score two runs.
I hope you're right because if not, next year is going to be a hell of a lot different, and it's going to be sad.
Well, and also it also tells you, appreciate the call,
yeah,
Frank, but it also tells you what they're thinking in the future. I think we're being naive if you don't believe that Ranger Suarez moving on this offseason, not being resigned, and Aaron Nola being here, the decision in a pivotal game here, they have to deal with Aaron Nola moving forward.
They do. They do.
So how he feels about not getting this opportunity considering what he's been, the amount of money he makes, can have a reverberating effect moving forward. So they have to think about that.
But sure. And you know what? If you're Aaron Nola, go out there and make everyone look silly for thinking that we need to piggyback another starter onto you for if nothing. I hope the way that the other players are looking at it is this is a strategy which gives us a better chance to win in that we have two good starting pitchers going tonight, something that the Dodgers did in game one. You know, with Glasnow coming in there. Hopefully, this just gives us a better chance to win. Think of it as a bolstered bullpen instead of not having faith in Aaron Nola.
Yeah. You know? I just think the fact that he's going to be here, that plays a part in the decision.
To start him.
If I got to toss up between which one of the two I'm going to start, where it's easier for me to start him and then pull him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus not starting you at all and you still lose.
Yeah.
And now you got to deal with that as well.
A guy that didn't start.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to hear what Bryce said about Nola?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much confidence do you guys have in a veteran guy like that in the mound in this game tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good. Changeup looked good. Sinker. I mean, obviously he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you never know. You know, I hope he goes nine shutty and, you know, call it a day.
Yeah, I think
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, they know. They know Aaron Nola hasn't been great.
Yeah, and they also know what the plan is.
The plan
is if Nola looks like he doesn't have it, then they'll go to Ranger.
Yeah.
You're
right. He just gave it to you.
Yes. That's what it is. Yes. Everybody knows that's what it is. Now, whether Bryce should use the word leash, I don't know. That might have been.
He had a good press conference yesterday. Yeah. He's feeling himself a little
he
bit.
He was feeling himself. Yeah. He was just letting it flow.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, speaking of Bryce's press conference, coming up next.
What else? Did he say anything else?
Well, there are a couple of things. First, maybe a shot at Casty, you know, a subliminal shot at Casty. And maybe, honestly, one of the quotes I've laughed hardest at that I've seen from a professional athlete in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, coming up next. From Bryce, of all people.
Of all people, yeah.
Do you believe? Are you just going to give the Phillies a shot tonight? It's too early to throw dirt on them. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, jeez. You can't even sing any of this. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot you but your punks didn't finish? Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace.
That should be, that line right there should be the anthem tonight.
I like it. I had to sing that with my mic cut off, so yeah, I made no
mistakes. Not the last line, but like the message before that.
Yeah, but that's a West Coast, an anti-East Coast song. I don't know if the Phillies can use that.
I don't know how to land everything.
It is. I mean, it's explicitly anti-East Coast.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what to tell you there.
Yeah, iffy one. Yeah. It's using that one, the Phillies using that one in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's probably not the wisest move.
Now, they will be wearing, and they'll be wearing blue.
Powder blue.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one.
We are on the East Coast, so we're safe.
Yes, we're fine here. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question. Yeah, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is wishing our team lots of luck this October. Make her feel like a world champion every day at Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, Ike, is simple. Do you still believe the Phillies can win this series, yes or no?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you
well,
think?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do as well. What do you think the poll is at?
No. I would say no, and I would say at about 65%.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, 67% no. That's still more optimistic yeah. than I thought, to be honest with you. I didn't think the number was going to be that high yeah. for yes. So I think they can. And if they win tonight, I think... And then we switch pretty quick. I think we as fans are a lot like the fans were on Monday night, mm-hmm. is that they were insanely negative in the sixth and seventh inning. But when the Phils started to turn up the offense in the ninth, they just flipped. They went positive. I think the Phils win tonight, you'll see people truly start to believe,
yeah.
especially with Sanchez going tomorrow.
You got to give him a reason.
Absolutely.
I mean, he pretty much got the majority of the city coping right now.
Yes.
You think it's going to be hard to get them to have their hopes built up for tonight when they feel like we're already down 0-2 and we got to go out there.
Right. Just win one game.
Yeah, they got to win a game, though.
Win one
win
baseball
a game. Yes.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey, let the Phillies play Tupac tonight. Just add it to Bryce Harper's robbery package. That's all. You know what I mean? Why not? You know, let's do it. Let's get it popping, man.
Yep.
Listen, you're going to get it tonight. They're going to win tonight. And let me explain why real quick, right? This is two major markets. You know, the MLB don't want this to end. Not tonight. You know,
I'll take a rig job.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm not past
the two of them.
Yeah, yeah. They do.
They want to fix it. Go ahead, fix it.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a favorable strike zone tonight, you know, for Nola. So that's why I think he's going to pitch well. And on the other hand, they're going to have a favorable pitch count against the Dodgers because pitches that look like strikes will be called balls. And on our hand, pitches that look like balls will be called strikes. The MLB don't want this to end right now. You got star power on both ends, and it wouldn't do them no favors for this thing to end right now. This is Philly and L.A. It's going to go to game five. You can believe that now. You know, once you get to game five, the Phillies on their own. You know what I mean? You know, it's there. But, I mean, you know, the MLB is going to give us some help tonight. And tomorrow, we play tomorrow. Then Saturday, we right back here for game five. Like nothing ever happened. But
yep.
Like I said, come game five, you know, it's a coin flip. But they're going to get it to game five. And you know, I just think that, you know, tonight, the pressure of being home won't be there. You know, these guys don't perform well under pressure. So, I mean, I think them being away, they get away from, you know, the media here, they get away from the fans here, you know, and you know, what they've done in the past won't be hanging over their heads. So hopefully they go up there and they'll be able to swing the bats tonight and Nola to pitch a great game. You know, when we don't expect Nola to pitch good, he pitch good. And I think that'll be tonight.
I'll take it,
like
Chuck.
It.
If Major League Baseball wants to cheat for the Phillies, I will take it. I'll take all the help I can get.
Not cheap, but you know,
wow.
It's a major market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want this thing they got a lot of money to be had. And let's face it, you know that the money talk and other in the BS.
That is true,
right?
Yes.
So, you know, they got a lot of money still to be had. This ain't the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs playing. You know what I mean? This is.
Oh, that's a major market too, though, Chicago.
Only one of them.
But not Milwaukee, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
not Milwaukee.
You know, yeah. You got LA and you got Philly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know,
I like this, Chuck. I like this.
I like it.
I like it. I'm with you.
They win tonight. I'm telling you.
All right, Chuck.
I'll take it.
Thank you, brother.
I'll take it.
So,
we'll take anything we can get.
Absolutely.
Bad call?
I don't care. Yes.
Don't matter to us.
Is somebody having car troubles getting to the game or the Dodgers can't get in for some? Whatever.
Food poisoning tonight? I don't care what it is.
Sure. Minor injury, soft tissue injury, whatever.
Issues at home?
Yes.
A gambling issue?
Yes.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. Maybe Ohtani gets nailed finally for the gambling stuff. 215-592-9494. All right. So, the Phils talked yesterday. Bryce talked. So the first one, so Bryce was talking, Bryce's wife gave birth to their fourth child over the last week, and he was talking.
Hayes Harper.
Hayes.
By the way.
Hayes 3 Harper.
That's a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Named after Austin Hayes.
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Yeah.
His middle name is 3.
Huh?
Yeah.
The number 3 or the word 3?
The word 3.
Well, yeah.
Hayes, well, I don't know.
Hayes 3 Harper.
What if it's just the numeric number 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Listen, once you go with Hayes, anything is possible.
Listen, sounds like he's ready to be a Phil for life.
Yeah.
Like it, or be number 3 for life. Named after Von Hayes.
Yeah.
So, Bryce had this quote about his wife giving birth. And I understand that. Some women may take offense to what he said.
Oh, my God.
I think he meant it in the most positive way possible. Here's what Bryce said.
Yeah, I got an incredible wife, man. She, pushed that thing out in 3 pushes in 30 seconds. So, I mean, she's an absolute monster at doing it. So,
yeah.
Women, man, what a breed. You know, I'm serious. It's an incredible thing. You know, being able to hold your son for the first time is something that... you know, it's one of the greatest moments of my life. I actually love my family. I love my kids. I love the game of baseball. But at the end of the day, you know, my family means the most to me. And, definitely missing them right now.
All right.
Wow,
that's right.
Choked up.
Yeah, okay. He's ready to win a ball game.
Wow. All right. So, Jack.
Definitely betting on a home run tonight.
Hold on. Jack cut that in a way where we got this the teary Bryce at the end instead of ending it on women, what a breed, which was prevented us from going back to how funny. She pushed that thing out. What did he say?
What a breed.
Yeah. What did he say? Three pushes in 30 seconds?
Three pushes in 30 seconds.
He was talking about it like a teammate that he admired.
Yeah.
That's the...
Well, listen, man.
Women, what a breed.
That was on brand, though, for Bryce. That sounded like Bryce. Like, that sounded like something he would say.
The ball player.
Yeah, that is a ball player.
That's the way, and she probably... Well, she's a former athlete, so she...
She's a Buckeye.
She takes it that way.
So
it didn't matter what school she went to. She's a former athlete.
Wow, but that's the cream of the crop in the Big Ten.
I know.
What did she play?
Soccer.
Oh, okay. All right. So
he's actually the only team he can actually root for. You know, he claims to be a Yankees fan growing up.
Yeah, we let him root for the Buckeyes.
Cowboys, yep. Whatever. This is the one that's the only one that counts.
Yep.
So he also, we didn't hear the Nick Castellanos quote the other day, but we read it, and the Nick Castellanos quote essentially was, Citizens Bank Park is awesome when the fans are behind you. It makes it difficult on the road team. When they're not behind you, it makes it difficult on the home team, is essentially what he said. So Bryce got asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Is it good maybe to get a change of venue right now? Some of the guys were talking last night about the euphoria that is at Citizens Bank Park, but sometimes it comes back against you. Is it kind of good to get away maybe at this point?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I love playing at the bank. I love our fans. I boo myself when I get out. I'm the same way. So I entrust in what they do. They show up for us every day, day in and day out. So if we deserve to be booed or if we deserve to, you know, they spend their hard-earned dollar to come watch us play. They expect greatness out of us. I expect greatness out of myself and my teammates as well. So if they believe that, then I don't know what's going through their head or their mindset.
So there you go. Doesn't sound like Bryce and Casty are on the same page on that one.
No, and one's a lifer.
Yes.
That we all embrace, and the other seems like he can't get out of here fast enough.
Yeah, that is one guy who will be here next year and one guy who won't.
No doubt about it. And Bryce is smart enough to know you protect your fan base. He's also sounding like a guy who plans to be here.
Yes.
Like, this is his fan base. So it's almost as if any other teammate that's speaking against his fan base, he's taking offense to that.
Yeah.
And as he should.
Yeah, I think Bryce has been nothing but smart in his public comments about Philadelphia since he's been here. He has not missed once.
I think it's genuine.
I think so, too.
That implies it's not genuine.
Well, no. Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
Is that if you... I don't think it would make him a bad person if he believed in his heart when the fans are booing them, that it makes it rougher on him. I don't think that makes anyone a bad person.
Sure.
But I think saying it publicly is different than feeling it. So when I say he says it, I don't know. I think he truly believes that the fans can do whatever they want. And if they want to boo, they can go ahead and boo. But I think he could also truly believe that when they are like that, that it can make it difficult on the home team. I just think
he may not believe that either.
Well, sure, he may not. But even if he does, I don't think that I don't think what Casty thought was wrong. I thought what Casty said was wrong.
Exactly. But that's the whole point. Yeah, all these athletes, you don't want them to actually say what they think.
No, but that's what I said about Bryce.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was saying about Bryce.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, I think what Bryce is saying is genuine. I don't think he's saying it just to be saying it, because I think he wants to be here. I think he's been here through the good times and the bad times. He's a big part of the reason why the fans are back in the ballpark. And to have someone who's come here and really benefited from that, someone who feels like they are a part of the culture, can take offense to that as a face of the franchise, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, for
with
sure.
Bryce. I can see that with Bryce. Like, hold on, don't try to turn our fans on us.
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, that as the even biggest picture is from a public standpoint for a fan base that you're going to have to play in front of again. Just let them know that everybody doesn't feel that way publicly. It is a smart thing to say.
He's the best one to say it.
But well, yeah,
because he's going to be here.
Yeah, of course.
He's the face of the franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
The face has to speak that way. Casty, completely out of line. Keep your thoughts to yourself. I'm just saying, keep your thoughts to yourself. Try to blame fans for how you guys are playing is the weakest thing ever. Like, it's the weakest thing. Like, do your job. Do your job. And you've been a curmudgeon for years since you've been here. You've always been short and curt with the media. You disrespected. What's my guy? Jim Salisbury. Just from that night on, I've looked at you completely different. And you seem like a guy who can't wait to get out of here.
Not that they're the same person, because they're not. But what did you think when Jimmy Rollins called the fans front runners?
I was okay with that. Didn't like it. But J-Roll is somebody that was drafted here and came here from when things weren't going well to when things were going well. So in other words, he's earned the right to say it. I don't think Castellanos has earned the right to say anything of that magnitude.
I think that's fair.
At all.
Okay.
Like, you got to earn your stripes here to be able. Some people can speak up. Embiid, you can speak up. Guys that have been here and have gone through it and have seen both sides of it, you get the right to do that. Somebody just coming here and all of a sudden you want to mouth off at the fans? Nah, get out of here with that. Because you're not going to even be here that long.
Well, yeah, he's not going to be here next year.
He's not going to be here that long. So, yeah, like, I don't want to hear that from you.
So the injury report is out for the Eagles for today. The did not play or did not practice Grant Calcaterra, Landon Dickerson. Grant Calcaterra with an oblique, happened on that one play where he got hit real hard in his middle there. And Landon Dickerson with the ankle. We did have that report from Jeff McClain that he could miss a couple of games. So I think that's
and
the best thing.
Should.
It's the best thing for the team. It's the best thing for Landon Dickerson.
Listen, appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
But
you're not playing well as it is.
Get healthy and be the best you can second half of the season.
Jalen Carter was a limited participant with a heel. That's the first time I've heard heel. I've heard shoulder for Jalen Carter, but I haven't heard heel. So, he's questionable. He is listed as questionable for the game. Oh, and Calcaterra and Dickerson are both listed as out. So
they already are officially out.
Yes, they are officially out. Saquon Barkley, knee, full participant. Jahad Campbell, bicep, full participant. N'Kobe Dean, full participant, is questionable for the game. So we could see the first N'Kobe Dean active game this year. And Byron Young was a full participant with a tricep. So there we go.
Kobe.
So we're not going to see Landon Dickerson. We're not going to see Grant Calcaterra. We may not see Jalen Carter, though questionable. My guess would be that he plays, and it seems like we could see the first of N'Kobe Dean on Sunday.
Heel injury. So is that Liz Frank? Is that...
No, heel. Back here.
No, I know, but is that...
Liz Frank is your... It's like the fifth metacarpal in your foot.
Yes, that's toward the front.
Yeah, so that's where your Liz Frank is at up there. Heel back here.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, You rarely see a heel injury. I don't know if like that could lead to.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be with him.
Well, it's the.
Not even the Sixers have had a heel injury, so right. I can't ask Spike.
Well, no, yeah, I don't know.
When I hear her, I think Achilles.
That's my fear, too.
Because you're going in that area.
Well, it is certainly closer to that.
Yeah, you're going back there in that area.
People forget Howard was dealing with heel issues before the 2011 playoffs.
Ryan Howard. Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant Howard. He was dealing with a broken leg at one point.
Yeah. I didn't know where you were going.
Unlike DK.
Yes. Who smoothly moved out of the way.
Like a cat. Yeah. You know, he couldn't move at all.
Well, in fairness, DK, much younger than Howard was, you know, still fleet of foot.
Yeah. Man, I got so many drops of him, too.
No, something tells
give it
me,
time.
Something
give
tells
it time.
Me your dad, he saw it and he embraced to take on the impact.
Because he wanted to be able to talk about the impact.
Yes.
He's thinking about content as they're rolling up on his leg.
And then there was the time where he did pass out at Giant Stadium.
From what?
Well, he wasn't hydrated right. I guess he didn't have enough electrolytes.
But he's not playing.
Well, he called me. I think he called me before the game telling me that he had just passed out.
I'm going down.
Well, you
well,
noticed.
The biggest one is still the bike fall.
Well, the God, bike fall is the biggest one.
That is definitely the biggest one.
You guys hate when I played that drop.
Well, you know the
Had to act like
you probably saw him walking on a Gatorade all the time. The Gatorade was because of the passing out one. So his concentration on being properly hydrated was influenced by that. A lot of, you know, for a non-player, certainly a lot of injuries.
He's a mucker and a grinder.
And the bike thing. I'll never forget getting that call. Oh, I was on the Jersey Turnpike coming down from North Jersey to go to my cousin Alex's high school graduation. The phone rings. It's David Yadgaroff telling me that my dad is refusing to go to the hospital, even though he can't walk at the Eagles Autism Challenge because he'd fallen off a bike. And then I get to the emergency room, and Steinberg's in the ER with my dad, of all people.
His hand.
Yep.
No one he'd rather have by his side.
Yeah. Man, what a 24 hours that was. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew. You're on WFP. What's up, okay?
What it do, afternoon crew?
What it do?
That's a good start. Good start.
Hey, I got a message for all of Philadelphia, for this baseball team, the fans all around the world. Jack, if you want to, hit the music.
What?
What?
Hey, man. This
Ooh, boy.
Is to our players, coaches, from the fans of Philadelphia. This is the city of Philadelphia. The city that our fans and players put our blood, sweat, and tears into our sports teams, and man, the rest of the year, the playoffs will show us what our city and baseball team is really about.
Come on, okay.
The Dodgers think that they're on top right now, and they think they got us. But guess what? It don't matter. Pitchers, you guys got to go out there and shove. Mow hitters down like fresh grass.
Start yelling.
Drum, Deckering, Duran, Banks, burn a hole in their heart with the heat out of the pen.
Blood.
Hitters, Hart, Schwarbs, Trey, Nick, strike fear into the pitchers' minds and souls. Tear a hole in their heart. Stop. Boehm, Bader, Kepler, be a star in your role, be gritty. Marsh, be a dog. JT, be the artist you are, and the Iron Man shutting down Thanos as the repeating champion.
Thanos?
And as Kevin Millar said in 2004, don't let us win tonight. Don't let us win tonight. Don't let us get one. If you do, then this series will be over. The Dodgers are just a team, they're not a city, with a culture formed by effort, intensity, and fire. Go ring that damn bell and find some damn heart and bring the fight back to Philly. Peace, Bill.
Wow, and then he's out. I got to give OK Andrew credit there. He was prepared.
I'm not going to say for what.
Well, he was prepared.
He was prepared.
It sounded a little bit.
I need a little more energy than that.
Well, it sounded a little like if Siri was reading you, or ChatGPT was reading you a hype speech. OK Andrew is not the most hype guy in the world.
Low-key fella.
His heart is in the right place.
Correct.
Sure.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah. His heart was in the right place.
It is in the right place.
215-592-9494.
Jack's, he's tough, man.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
This is a hype speech.
All right, I'm on New Jersey Turnpike, coming home.
Great.
I've been out here since 10 a.m. All I can say to you guys and the Philadelphia Phillies is one thing. Let's win the game tonight, brother.
Oof. Probably ready to run through a wall.
There ain't too much to say. We need to get this W, and we got to play again tomorrow. All right?
What are your keys to victory tonight, Herb?
Be aggressive.
All right.
Don't swing at bad pitches.
Big one.
Steal some bases. Hit and run. Make yourself feel good about doing it. Okay?
How do you go about doing that?
Execution.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, I agree. Yeah. Execution.
Oh, my bad.
Like tackling running back or tackling a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Execution,
yeah.
Brother.
Yep.
What are you up to, Ike Reed?
Oh,
yeah,
man,
what are you up to, man?
Yeah, what are you doing, Ike?
Hanging around, waiting
right
on
now.
The game later
you
on.
You ready to smack some Giants around or what?
Oh, yeah, for the game tomorrow? Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I'm off tomorrow, too, so I can watch that game somewhere.
All right,
brother. I'm coming up to six. I'll talk to you boys later.
All right,
Herb. Later.
All right.
Be careful.
Wow, that was intense.
Be careful.
Wow, you think if the Phils heard that, they're ready to roll?
Yeah, get the keys to victory.
Yeah, but boy, between OK Andrew and Herb.
No, the vibes are off early.
Yeah. What did Herb say?
You're off.
Yeah.
Mine?
Yes. You put those two callers up there.
You did, right at the top.
Thought maybe they'd rise to the occasion.
No, there was no rising to the occasion there. Unless that's what Herb meant by feeling good while you played.
Making yourself feel good.
It kind of reminded me of Schwarber and Harper so far this season.
Yeah. That was the weirdest hype speech I ever heard. You're going to win today, and then you play tomorrow.
And make yourself feel good.
Make yourself feel good. What does that even mean? Make yourself feel good.
And he was totally preoccupied with getting off the turnpike.
Yes.
He always, 10 a.m.
Herb always announces where he is and how long he's been there.
No.
That's it, always the intro. Yeah, boy, I'm up on the boulevard in the Northeast. I was at the Wells Fargo earlier. That's all right, Herb. What do you want me to do? Yeah, you know, tomorrow I gotta be there at 6:15. Some Flyers thing.
Never knows what he's supposed to do.
No, just something. Yeah, you know, I didn't hear anything from Baldy. Yeah, boy. He's something else, man.
Oh man,
he really is. 215-592-9494. I still believe. The Phillies are not dead yet. Win one game. Are you in or are you out? 215-592-9494. Coming up next.
We need more energy, man.
Well, do you think LA is going to bring it next? Where do you think LA is? So Larry Anderson joins us next. Do you think he is going to be...
No.
You think negative Nancy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What is his belief meter in winning him tonight?
Well, I asked him what his trust meter was in... Kirkering, and he said 10 last week. So
I don't know, with a smile.
Yeah, I don't know if we can trust his believe meter. You'll be able to tell as soon as you hear it.
Yep.
You know, and I'm asking. I'm not. There, no softballs to start. L.A. This is going to be the first question. L.A. Give us a reason that the Phillies can win this series. And if he comes up with good reasons, then we'll know he's in a good spot. If he says, "Well, they got to play the games," then it's bad. We'll find out right away. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.